This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's another episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show, live on or recorded on. You never know, because it's so good, it's so real, it's so happening. Right here, syndicated by GCN Live, our friends in broadcast radio syndication. And we're on 2 hours additionally, five additional days of the week. That's a lot of additionally. But here we are, Super Don, my humble and lovable producer, making it sound so good. And we got to crank up another broadcast day here as our week begins now, officially. Super D, the AMA was sensational. It was great. For those of you who aren't patron supporters of Robert Scott Bell Show, we just had that yesterday. We do that once a month and by Zoom. Get to see and hear from one another, ask questions of each other, solve some dilemmas for people. I mean, it's just a wonderful time. And Super D, you even escaped at one moment. We didn't know what happened to you. It turns out, well, never mind. You have to watch it to know. So become a patron supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's all.
Yes. And if you want to know how to do that, just go over to robertscottbell.com. It's over on the right-hand side. Just click on the Patreon banner and check out all the cool stuff that you get when you sign up and become a member.
Yeah. You could sign up for our newsletter. RSB, text RSB to 22828, RSB to 22828. We'll tell you about some upcoming events as well, but right now I want to dive into a story we didn't get to on Friday. We just ran out of time. And a headline from the Defender, this is by the Defender staff there. As COVID vaccine injuries pile up, it's worth remembering, medicine is a leading cause of death in the United States. Subheadline, does the skyrocketing all-cause mortality observed since 2021 have anything to do with the U.S. FDA's enabling of a deadly COVID-19 jab, or jabs? They call them vaccines. I can't say it. So here's the question about this. It's like, you know, one of those statements where you say, welcome to the party, pal. How many years have I been on the air? This is my 23rd year broadcast healing in radio and also online now. And I've been saying that since at least acknowledged by the Barbara Starfield report, it came to be known as in the Journal of the American Medical Association, I believe that was right, the JAMA Journal, 2000, we have known that modern medicine was, in fact, the third leading cause of death. This was not argued. Nobody has disputed it. Nobody withdrew that paper from the year 2000. In fact, there were other papers that built on it, and if you began to add up a lot of different aspects of allopathic or modern medicine's monopoly in America, you could arguably make the statement that modern medicine is not the third leading cause of death. It's not the second, but it's the first. Because as I have said so many years, that the very things that medicines or medical people do, allopathic licensed medical professionals of the pharmaceutical state, they do. They have a prescription pad, and they write prescriptions for toxic poisons approved by the Fear and Death Administration. Now, those drugs are responsible for at least, 106,000 deaths of Americans every year. That's at the low end. Now, when there was a meta-analysis done of many different studies on various causes of iatrogenicide, as I like to say, iatrogenic cause of death, that's caused by doctors or medicines, 784,000 deaths was the number in death by medicine. And Dr. Carolyn Dean, my good friend, wrote that book many years ago. Gary Null involved and others involved in the compiling of those numbers. But that's well over 750,000 Americans every year. Now, in the worst scenario of 2020, when they said COVID was devastating and killing everybody, it didn't rise to that number in the United States. Now, we look back a few years later, not that long after, we realize The old people that died were vulnerable, susceptible, and had multiple comorbidities. They were maybe killed by various interventions, including ventilators. And so you could say, arguably, at best, that they died with COVID, but not necessarily from it. And that's, you know, again, something that will bear itself out over time as we look back on this event. And then after the time of the COVID jabs that were rushed in by a warp speed, thank you, Donald Trump, and then pulled into various mandate levels by Biden, thank you, Biden. And then we realized that all-cause mortality is up in 2022 over 2021, which is over 2020. One of the things that you've got to, I'd say you got to realize that here, but in a pandemic year, you have the normal death rates. You know, you track them year after year after year. You say, on average, this is the amount of people that die. In a pandemic year, you have to say, if it's really a pandemic, those numbers have to be greater. In other words, it builds on it. It doesn't wipe out those other kinds of deaths. Those are there. They're background. They're always there on average. And then you go add on, boom. 2020 didn't seem to have much add on. There wasn't much add on until 2021 after the jabs came into being in 2022, now even more so. And so we're looking at something historically that I've been pointing out for decades now, and I'm not the only one. In fact, if you go to this article that we link up, it's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you'll see that in 1974, a book and an accompanying article with the shared title of Medical Nemesis, there was a philosopher and a theologian, Ivan Illich, boldly asserted that medical professional practice and related health policies, which he characterized as both industry and religion, had become a major threat to health. Now, that didn't get the attention of the World Health Organization. Remember that? A couple of years back, what did is that they said anti-vaxxers were one of the top 10 threats to global health, simply because we refused to be human guinea pigs or experiments, lab rats. But in 74, he pointed out that the major threat to health was modern medicine as an industry and a religion. He called it out all of those years ago. Other medical figures like Richard Smith, a longtime medical journal editor and critic of fraudulent health research, later credited Illich with remarkable prescience about iatrogenesis, the term that says doctors, drugs, diagnostics, hospitals, and other medical institutions act as sickening agents or causes of illness, ailments, and even death. In 1999, the Institute of Medicine flagged medical error as being at the top ranks of urgent, widespread public problems. Again, if you talk public health and you don't point out modern medicine as a primary culprit for dangerous outcomes in public health, the cause of it, you're so far behind, you're decades behind where not only I am and this show has been, but many others. The United States leads the world in drug spending. We're number one. Therefore, iatrogenic death is, well, pretty high as well. And there was the JAMA Journal, Starfield. They actually acknowledged what I've said, 225,000 Americans. I said as low as 106, but 225 upwards of 284 in that particular paper. But John Rappaport, my dear friend, we covered this time after time after time on this show. And he still brings it up to this day because that, ignoring that, means that any legitimacy you think you may have in claiming that you're concerned about quote-unquote public health or the lives of innocents and protecting them is disingenuous at best. Now, it may be in ignorance, but those of you who have been reading John Rappaport, listening to this show, you've known this for a long time too, but there's such cognitive dissonance that that kind of death is not counted as real death. Or if it is, it's the price of doing business, so let's pay no attention to it, pay no mind to it, and focus only on the occasional E. coli outbreak at an organic lettuce factory, right? As if that's the devastation. When has E. coli on lettuce grown in organic fields or non-organic fields, for that matter, resulted in 225,000 to 284,000 to 784,000 deaths? Just asking. Not there. So the reality is they don't want you to know what we know here, what I know here, what I've been touting and pointing out as the real danger to health in the West, in the United States. And it's not a virus, but it is a vaccine or what they call a vaccine. This jab, it just builds on decades and decades and decades on a lack of genuine concern for the health and life and vitality of the people. Going back to Nazi Germany, World War II, you know that the medical doctors were the ones that experimented. They conducted the experiments, the atrocities that we hear about and read about in history. And without them, maybe it wouldn't have been able to be done. They didn't have Walmart checkout clerks to go after. You know, I talk about that. If the doctors and nurses don't vaccinate, who will they go for? The pharmacists. If the pharmacists don't do it, they'll put anybody to do it as long as it gets done. And there are a lot of doctors and pharmacists and nurses now waking up in the midst of COVID disasters, COVID jab disasters, to see what we've been pointing out. There are so many lethal events that occur from modern medicine. Medical error, the third biggest cause of death in the United States. 250,000 deaths. 1 in 10 overall deaths. It's a conservative underestimate. And yet those are ignored. Those things are conveniently ignored. There's no Dick Durbin doesn't call for a Senate hearing on this at all. Never. It's only about supplements. Oh, the great danger. No president has called out the atrocity, the tragedy, or the Holocaust-level deaths that are occurring due to iatrogenicide, modern medicine. And it's only accelerated under the COVID scam, the scamdemic. The reality is, yes, people have been harmed by something called a gain-of-function type, whether you call it a virus, protein sequence, or whatever. But the reality is modern medicine's response to it has only accelerated death, increased suffering, and now created chronicities beyond even all of the previous vaccines that were administered since the 1986 Act went into effect, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, and since the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting Database VAERS system was set up. People say, well, that's self-reporting. Well, good luck trying to self-report. Mostly doctors, nurses, health professionals put that in there. But I'm not going to go there. We had, what's her name? Jessica Rose was on, PhD, talking about that. She's done a great job to show how the VAERS data is not dismissible. You cannot just blindly go, oh, it's not accurate because it's not whatever they want to claim. They don't want you to know what we know here. The CDC is a disaster. The FDA is a disaster. And I call for their abolishment. If you want a CDC that focuses on toxicology, fine. I get it. That's valid. You can do that. But at the same time, it could be done if the common law were in effect. That is, people who are harmed by toxic poisons, whether it be food, water, or airborne, were harmed. And you could actually sue and not have government agencies step in on behalf of the industry that is polluting you, poisoning you, intoxicating you, injecting you. If you the behavior of those so-called criminal enterprises, a big pharma, could not succeed the way they do today. But they have been granted a special monopoly status in America and much of the West, and they, in fact, are the wholesale slaughtering agents of the killing fields of the 21st century, the hospitals, the hospital settings, following the edicts, the commandments of the pharmaceutical church and those who are priestcraft within it, whether it be the Fauci's of the world, the Walensky's of the world, and now they're all backtracking because we're on to them, you're on to them, and that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I thank you for being here. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, robertscottbell.com. That's the place to be. Sign up for our newsletter. Text RSB, my initials for Robert Scott Bell. RSB to 22828. RSB 22828. Send them, text them, and get on the list. No, we're not selling the list, but Superdon's going to send you an email with great information, perspectives, upcoming events.
Daily newsletter.
Yeah.
Really Monday great through stuff. Friday, and actually I've started doing one on Sunday now, too.
Wow, dude, you are so, like, just, I don't know how. I'm just holding on to your coattails.
I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun with it.
That is awesome. Now, the next story we're covering from our friends at Natural News, this is Arsenio Toledo wrote this. Clean food fraud. How many years have I been an advocate, Superdon, for clean food? Which, you know, of course, we define it as organic. That's how most people hear about it. But I try to generalize it to say clean food and try to make sure people understand. But how long have I been an advocate for that?
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time. And the term clean food is important because, as we learned years ago, and I've never forgotten this because it kind of blew me away when I found out that, you know, you can eat something that's organic and it could be contaminated with heavy metals and still be considered organic. Mm-hmm. Organic doesn't cover that. So, you know, clean means not only organic, pesticide-free, but, you know, tested for heavy metals and
right.
stuff like that.
Glyphosate, et cetera.
Yeah.
Now, it's an interesting story here. And it used to be, if you go back thousands of years, the kosher or kashrut laws talked about cleanliness. That was the idea. Concept of cleanliness next to godliness. And they were basically guidelines to help people eat better so they don't end up sick. So it's not like it's a new concept to eat clean. Although people sometimes are confused when they say clean, what does that even mean? Do I wash my food with soap and water or bleach it? No. It's about the natural elements that come in through the soils and that which eats them, the plants that grow in the soil and or the animal, on and on it goes up the food chain. Is it bioaccumulating toxic poisons or not? But apparently Whole Foods, of all places, has been sued for claiming its beef has no antibiotics. Now, Whole Foods, have you ever lived in an area, because you've been up in like rural Oregon for a long time where there aren't any Whole Foods by you?
I have been in a Whole Foods a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I haven't had one ever. There was a Whole Foods I think I went into when we were moving around the country, I think in Texas and stuff like that.
Sure.
But, yeah, no.
Well, you go in there, I mean, it's like a first-class shopping experience. It's like a high-end kind of
it's
place.
It's nice, yeah.
Nordstrom, Saks Fifth Avenue of food, right? You go in there.
Right.
And so the image of Whole Foods is like, wow, everything's clean here. And I've said this so many times over the years. It's like, just because you get it in Whole Foods doesn't mean it's organic.
Right.
Many people, believe it or not, super down. They still assume they buy it from Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same stuff you can get.
Whole Foods sells junk. Too, you know,
oh, yeah.
They
sell conventionally grown produce that's loaded with pesticides.
No.
But in this case, it's talking about specifically the beef that they claim to be antibiotic free. Apparently, it's been tested and found to have antibiotic residues.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, that can create resistance on it. Are there reasons that people are saying, I do not want to eat antibiotics with my food?
Right.
I don't want them in there. So I don't know if Whole Foods has responded to this. They're probably trying to stay quiet to figure out how do they defend the case.
At the time of this article being written, they had not commented mm-hmm. and responded to the request for comment. So it remains to be seen what it is that's going to happen here. But, you know, it's a big deal, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, and we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. You know, if you really want to eat clean, then you really are going to have to do your homework. And you know, best case scenario, you want to buy local, and you want to get to know your farmer.
Yep, or become your farmer.
Or your rancher, right?
Yeah.
Or become, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hey, that's a good point, Super D. There are a lot of ranchers that exist even in local and sub-rural communities.
Oh, yeah, we have them around here where I am, where I'm at. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can support them direct, cut out the middleman. And if, you know, you want
to... Get to know your local butcher. Where do you get your meat from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't want to, you know, you don't want to own your own cow, which I can appreciate. I did that once.
Mm-hmm.
Won't do that again.
No.
but, yeah, get to know your local butcher, you know, and your local farmer and stuff. And get you know, eat real food.
Yeah, eat real food. And of course, don't think that just because it's in a Whole Foods, it's clean. Read the labels. There are federal standards for organics, and they should be followed because there are consequences for not following it. That's why I'm not totally dismissive of the organic label. But it might be shipped from another country, too. That's not awesome. So finding more local sources, even farmers that are not certified organic, that do organic agricultural practices or beyond, that don't, you know, pay the money to get certified, can be really great clean sources of fresh, fresh, wholesome foods that are not pretend whole foods. Anyway, with that, we're going to take a quick break here. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How about Fauci flip-flops? How about Fauci's claims? I didn't do anything. We got some audio clips. We're going to play them as well. Stick with us. Come on over to RobertScottBell.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Ophelia is barreling across eastern North Carolina, packing top sustained winds of 45 miles an hour and bringing high gusts, coastal flooding, and life-threatening rip currents northward to New Jersey over the weekend. Forecasters predict 3 to 5 inches of rainfall across parts of eastern North Carolina and southeast Virginia Saturday night into Sunday morning. Encounters with illegal immigrants at the southwest border were up 27% from July to August, according to the latest numbers from Customs and Border Protection. It was driven mostly by apprehensions. Officials largely attribute the rising numbers to smuggling networks. United Auto Workers has expanded its strike to all 38 parts division centers operated by General Motors and Stellantis in 20 states. Friday's walkout of another 5,600 workers comes on top of nearly 13,000 who've been on strike at assembly plants since last week. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, I don't want to talk about the F word. You can't say it on radio, technically, but I'm going to do it. Everybody
Barfing
ready?
Nugan.
No, that's not the one. The one you're not supposed. You can't say on radio. Fauci. I just said it. Did you bleep me in time? Ow!
No, I'm sorry. It got through.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to see. Hopefully we won't get fined by the other F word, the FCC.
Yes.
But we will carry on best we can. Check this article out. I didn't shut down anything. Fauci responds to criticism when pressed by Fox News host. I mean, this is a guy that is just a classical sociopath. He'll say one thing, he'll say the opposite, and claim he never said either. And he might even believe it. How many times did he say one thing, and then a week later he said the opposite? And then we were banned and deplatformed during the COVID crazy crisis because we disagreed with him, even though he disagreed with himself regularly. And that's true of the WHO, it's true of the CDC, and everybody doing their thing. But Fauci, the poster child of F-bombs, if you will, and the kind that is just filled with lies and deceptions. And here's a guy who is not teaching anybody to take responsibility for anything that they do, but trying to convince you that there is no accountability for anything that he does. We'll see what happens if the Republicans take over Congress, and I don't know. I'm not holding out, and I hold my breath. But what was this Fox News interview with, what's his name?
Neil Cavuto.
Neil Cavuto, all right? So, I don't know. Maybe you should just play a clip or two, and we'll see what he has to say.
Well, let's see. I mean, you know, look, if somebody said, you know, Fauci, man, he shut down the country. Mm-hmm. I seem to recall that either this is like the Mandela effect on everybody.
Yeah.
Right? Or I don't know. So he's on with Neil Cavuto. And here's the first exchange.
You had said a number of times, Doctor, on this show as well, that your response to COVID might not have been perfect, but it was in the times and the fast moments in which you lived and were making those decisions. So looking back at some of those decisions, including masks, you were first opposed to them, then you embraced them, the severity of the epidemic itself and completely shutting down virtually the entire American economy, do you regret particularly the last one, the shutdown, the sweeping shutdown, that some said made things worse?
No, I don't, Neil. And in fact, I think we need to make sure that your listeners understand, I didn't shut down anything.
You didn't?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I mean, could there be plausible deniability in this case to say...
Listen, I mean, now we're getting into like, this is like a Bill Clinton, it depends on what the media is, right?
Splitting the hairs, yeah.
Did Anthony Fauci jump in his car and drive down Main Street and stop at all of the businesses and say, hey, you need to shut down? No, he didn't. Was Anthony Fauci, along with Deborah Birx, the advisors to the president advising him on what it was that should be done?
Mm-hmm.
And did they recommend shutting things down? I seem to remember that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe I'm wrong. You know, and I'm going to assume somebody around in media is going to pull up maybe some evidence of the fact that, you know, I mean, he was a part of that decision making and that was his recommendation. That's what I seem to recall.
Did Cavuto push him on this, or?
I'm curious. Let's see what happens next year.
There was a lot of consideration among the White House task force that we were reaching a point where the hospitals, such as in New York City and other places, were being strained to the point of practically being overwhelmed. And when Dr. Birx and I came with the proposal that we take 15 days to essentially get to the point where we slow, if not shut, some things down, not completely, and the record will show, Neil, that we didn't recommend shutting everything down. We wanted to cause a pause, to remember the terminology, to flatten the curve.
But in
yes, remember that?
He even remembered that, the pause that refreshes. No, the pause that destroys your economy, sends kids into depression, wipes out businesses and bank accounts. And he, at least he acknowledged that. And it's interesting when they come back, you remember those times. They say, oh, the hospitals are being overwhelmed. Well, maybe in New York, maybe in San Francisco, but they shut down the whole, you know what, in country.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that it's like it couldn't have gone, well, you know, it's rough here. Let's do something here. No, it wasn't about it. It was a one size fits all.
If I go back into my own personal memory banks, which I could be wrong here again, this is just what I seem to recall.
Mm-hmm.
I will give him a little bit of credit in the fact that when you shook your head there, you don't like that. Okay,
no, go ahead.
All right, but I do remember that he advised the whole flatten the curve thing. It was going to take 2 weeks. We're going to flatten the curve, remember? You know, and the 2 weeks turned into 2 months, turned into a year, whatever. But I do remember that there was a lot of shutting down going on that we were reporting on, where it was not being done according to science. It wasn't being done according to really anybody's educated advice. It was being done because one state looked at another state and went, oh, look, they're doing it. We need to do it too. And then they looked, some other state looked at what those two states did and said, oh, well, we got to do it too. And so it was almost like the states
were cascade of stupidity, or
they didn't want to get left behind on doing what the other states were doing. And they wanted to, not only did they want to do it, but they wanted to outdo the others. It was like a competition between the states, where it was like, oh, yeah, well, you're going to shut down all of your movie theaters? Well, we're going to shut down the movie theaters and the restaurants.
What do you think, though? I mean, did Fauci have anything to do with that?
Of course he did. He started the right. process.
Did Fauci ever come out and say, whoa, I didn't say it. Stop it now. Everybody should. No, he never stopped it. He, like, well, let's keep on going. So he enabled it. At the very least, he enabled it.
He's complicit. He is complicit.
He does not have clean hands. So, even if
all right, let's see where they go from here.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's see what happens next.
Retrospect, and doctor, did that do you regret that it went too far? Whatever your original intentions were, and it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback here, but that it went too far, that particularly for kids who couldn't go to school except remotely, that it's forever damaged them.
Well, I don't think it's forever irreparably damaged anyone.
Oh.
Well, that's contrary what we're seeing.
Maybe not you.
Yeah. Yeah, you profited handsomely as you have for decades, Fauci.
I don't think it's irreparably damaged anyone.
Right. Why don't you go talk
to the parents of the kids and see if there's any kind of long-lasting damage that's been done because kids were kept out of school and weren't able to learn, and you know whether that is going to have some type of long-lasting effect on those kids. Does Fauci have kids? I don't even know.
Probably, but one day they'll look back and go, dude, that... Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry for everybody in that family. Anyway, I want to acknowledge that he's not an expert in child welfare and psychology, and that doesn't mean he can't have an opinion on it. You know, we're fair about that. But for him to make a statement that I don't think anybody was irreparably... it's a baseless opinion, and it's not bearing up with the reality of, you know, parents that we've talked to. Kids, stories about kids, that are like, it's like unlike any other time. How about developmental delays of the younger kids even before school, those kids, because they can't speak well because their mouths were covered. I mean, that doesn't concern him in the least. Now, I believe we have one more clip. Does Cavuto push back, or does Fauci continue to deny doing anything wrong ever?
If we had something, God forbid, like this again, Doctor, I'm sorry, and the same ideas were bandied about, a shutdown, let's do things remotely, would you consider that? Do you think we should, as a country, consider that again?
I think we should always learn lessons from the past, Neil. That is one of the things about medicine and science and public health that I have tried to do for my entire 50-year career, to be flexible and open-minded. So if you look at things we may not have done perfectly or even not done well, you go back and you try to learn from that.
Oh, what a great example of learning from mistakes of the past Anthony Fauci is, right?
Yeah, it's just
that's
sad.
His legacy, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's just sad. I mean, this guy has, in history... His name will be mud. I mean, it'll be to do a Fauci, right? It won't be good. And I'm not sad because for him, because he perpetrated a lot of this, but sad for all the people that have suffered because of that, because of what he has done. And he couldn't come out and say, I think it's clear that we should not do this shutdown again. That was a disaster. He wouldn't do it. He just kind of went into a generalization of we must learn from things. Well, tell us what you learned about shutdowns. Complete denial. Nobody was irreparably harmed. The economy is just fine, probably. There's no such thing as inflation, and gas prices are as low as they've ever been. I mean, on and on it would go with Fauci. And to say that he's a liar is an understatement, but I think he's a sociopath. I don't know if I can go to psychopath or not, but sociopath for sure. The ability to say one thing and the opposite the next day and deny ever having said either.
You know what? Potato, potato. Yeah. We'll just say he's a douche.
Yeah.
That covers it all.
Yeah. And on top of that, I think there was another article here about Fauci saying he never flip-flopped on anything. The Daily Wire reported this. He never flip-flopped. It was just the evolution of science. Evolution of the science.
Yes. So this is the
he's blaming the science now.
Yeah. Well, no, because science is never wrong, Robert. Remember that? Remember back in the days when we were picking apart the skeptic society and how they do things, stuff like that? Mm-hmm. They claim they are never wrong because science is self-correcting. So they can completely, you know, from the outside looking in, they totally screwed up and they would just go, no, we didn't screw up.
So
we had a hypothesis and then it didn't prove, you know, to be accurate. So we came up with a new hypothesis. That's how science works. We're never wrong.
He flip-flopped. And he calls it evolution of science.
That's right.
Orwell couldn't have done it better.
Never wrong. Then you wonder why these narcissists become scientists.
Yeah.
It's because they know that it's a perfect situation for them to be able to get away with everything, never be wrong, be put in a position of power, be able to look down their nose at everybody else, and they're bigger than everybody, smarter than everybody, and they're never wrong.
Hey, you know what we want to do? We want to get you plugged into real science, good science, science that validates and validates and validates, and that's the science we're going to present, among other things, on Tuesday evening with John Hewlett of Cardio Miracle. If you haven't participated in any of our webinars online, Superdunk sends them out through the newsletter. There'll be a banner up. Click on it, sign up, and we'll see you there. We got one more segment this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Scott Bell Show. All right, we do have upcoming events. And Super Don, tell everybody how they can participate in the webinar surrounding Cardio Miracle. We're going to talk about vascular health, endothelial tissue health. There's so many things that we're learning about this wonderful Cardio Miracle product that you and I both take every day.
Absolutely. So there's two ways you can do it. Number one, you can go to the website, robertscottbell.com. Between now and the 30th, there is a banner in the upper right-hand corner of the page. You'll see it. The topic of the webinar is going to be how to deal with a depressed immune system. And you'll see that banner up in the upper right-hand corner. The other way that you can do it, and not only get plugged into that webinar, but every webinar that we've got coming up, every upcoming event, and the news of the day every day, mm-hmm. is you can get subscribed to our newsletter. And that's really simple. You can sign up again at the website, robertscottbell.com, or if you got your smartphone in your hand, like most people, all you got to do is go over to your text messages and text the letters RSB, that's Robert Scott Bell, not Robert Scott Bell, but the initials RSB, mm-hmm. to 22828, 22828, and that'll get you signed up for the newsletter. Those go out 5 to 6 days a week,
yep.
and it'll keep you up to date on the what I think, because I mm-hmm. know everything.
Yeah,
I'm a scientist.
Y'all knowing.
Yeah, no, it's hand-curated news by me, the stuff that I think are the most important and helpful and informative.
Poll questions of the day, which are fun as well.
Poll questions of the day, yeah, the whole deal. So.
You know who else drinks Cardio Miracle every day? A lot of our friends, but Diane Miller, who's going to be on second hour from the National Health Freedom Congress coming up the 23rd, 24th of September. I hope to see you all there, Minneapolis, St. Paul, right near the airport. And there are links in the upcoming events tab. We've got events coming up in Orlando in early October. We've got the Health Freedom Expo coming up mid-October outside Chicago. Also, shout out for those of you who are gardeners and farmers out there going organic or doing it organically. If you have a pest issue, why not reach for something non-toxic to your pets and your kids and you? Orange Guard, orangeguard.com. That is dilimonene. God made dilimonene. It's a distillate from the orange peel and citrus peel. orangeguard.com, and you can get it at your local Ace Hardware store, and it works. It really works, and it is safe to use around organic agriculture as well. It's OMRI listed. All right, we got one more article here this hour I want to cover with you, and I don't know how you do it, Super Don, because obsessively watching the news can make you mentally and physically sick. And pretty much, other than when we're on the air, all you're doing is monitoring the news feeds, curating the news. I'm like, how do you do it? Good Lord, that can be rough and tumble on your body and your mind.
Well, you know, how do you define obsessively watching the news?
There you go. Good point. Pick out that word, because you're not obsessing. You're actually doing a great service. And I don't think that you are, let's say, falling prey to propaganda like many people who don't know what's happening when they just 24/7 are playing whatever news channel they like or pretend to like. Well, so here's what I want to say, Super Don. I want to ask you about that, because I know you're not obsessing over it. You're actually doing this with good results in mind as a service, but you're really seeing through the propaganda, not being a victim of the propaganda.
I will be honest with you. There was a time, I mean, I've been doing this for a while now, and there was a time early on in my career that it did get overwhelming from time to time. It was very easy to get burnt out because you were just constantly surrounded by the news, and a lot of it was negative or, you know, doom scrolling, they like to call it. But, you know, over time I kind of figured out how to do it, but keep myself kind of detached. To a certain extent. And so in this case, you know, they talk about those who constantly check the latest headlines end up with a significantly greater physical ill-being than those who tune in less often. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not so much about whether you're keeping track of what's going on in the news, but it's what you do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very easy to get scared and depressed when you're reading a lot of these headlines. But if you look at what's going on in the news and you kind of just kind of look at it and you understand that a lot of this is BS,
yeah,
and what you read in the headlines is you don't take it just for granted or you don't take it seriously,
yeah,
and you can build up I don't know, what would you call it, like a firewall, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to say it.
Protects you from it to a certain degree.
Well, and I want to make sure that nobody is victimized by the propaganda in the news cycle, that you can help yourself and others to see through it by getting, honestly, the RSB Show newsletter. That'll help. Super Don does a great job curating it, not so you fall prey to it, but to kind of navigate and see what we see. And then we get to talk about it on the air. So not just on Sundays when we're live on GCN, but 5 additional days of the week over at robertscottbell.com/listen. There's a chat room and everything. We're going to take a pause. News break at the top of the hour. Diane Miller joins us after that, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.